Recently, commandos from the 1st, 2nd, and 6th Afghan Special Operations Kandak, with support from Afghan National Army soldiers and select coalition forces, planned and executed the largest and most elaborate commando operation in Afghanistan to date. No easy feat, considering the area targeted for this mission encompassed 150 square miles of rough and unforgiving terrain. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Fox, the Special Operations Task Force East Commander, had this to say.
This operation severely disrupted an insurgent network operating in Chak District, Wardak Province. The impact that this has to show that the Afghan forces can go anywhere throughout the country to disrupt the insurgents where they traditionally had safe havens. So the purpose was to disrupt that safe haven and let them know that the Afghan commandos can go anywhere in the country to disrupt their networks and defeat the Taliban.
The operation was heralded as an overwhelming success, continued Fox. Afghans and their partnered forces killed 47 armed insurgents during several battles throughout the three-day operation. A U.S. Special Forces Civil Affairs officer elaborated on the other important steps taken in Chak during this operation.
It was crucial for commandos to go in there, clear out the bad guys who have been causing problems for the government officials here in the district center so that they could come to work without intimidation and start representing the people. Because ultimately, we need the district officials here to start representing their people and tying in the villages to the district and have stability and peace in this area.
The officer added that this was only the beginning of the positive changes in Chak, and residents will soon see development and governance grow in Chak Valley. Reporting from Afghanistan, I'm Army Sergeant Cameron Christensen.